Hello and welcome to the official podcast of Ruby Jade Rituals, a company that has a mission in encouraging people to come home to themselves through the ancient rituals of astrology and numerology. My name is Kenzie Dolan, and I am a certified astrologist that reflects back your uniqueness, an accountability coach that empowers you to thrive outside your bubble, and a self-healer who inspires others to heal on their own. Here we will not only talk about astrology and numerology, but also human development and family studies, death, dying, grieving, and learning about the afterlife, plus real life events and taboo topics. Ruby Jade Airways is a space where we can unpack anything heavy. Nothing will be left in the dark. So without further ado, I welcome you to the airwaves. Welcome back to Ruby Jade Airways. This is season 6, episode 5. This is the season where I take you through the zodiac wheel and I educate you a little bit on each of the 12 signs. We are now on Pisces. And even though we are not in Pisces sun season, we still have a lot of Pisces energy in the sky right now. So let's do a temperature check. Right now, we have Neptune, we have Venus, we have Saturn, and Mars will be joining the Pisces party very soon, within the next day or so. So lots of Pisces energy, two personal planets and two generational planets. And two of those planets are feeling really, really good with their time in Pisces. And those are Venus and Neptune. Venus is exalted when it's in the sign of Pisces. So it's an extinguished guest. And then Neptune is in rulership when it's in Pisces. So since 2011, Neptune has been in Pisces, and really we have seen a renaissance in spirituality, which honestly doesn't surprise me. That's very on brand with Neptune in Pisces, a resurgence into spiritual practices. So yoga has really taken off, meditation apps like Calm, Headspace, Inside Timer are now available in the App Store. People talk about meditating in everyday conversation as well. There has been more of an interest in learning about subconscious practices like hypnotherapy, Reiki, the Akashic Records, past life regressions. Really, a lot of people are seeking out spiritual practitioners and wanting to find spirituality during this time. And really, we're coming to a point where there'll be a more heightened expression of this particular year, because Neptune will be entering the 29th degree of Pisces, which is called the anaretic degree, the fate degree, on May 3rd. And that is like the fullest expression of Pisces. So that is something to look forward to. I believe that people will really double down on their spiritual practices for the remainder of Neptune being in Pisces. So let's talk a little bit about Pisces and what it stands for and all the characteristics associated with this sign. So this is a very empathic, empathetic sign, extremely imaginative, uses its imagination, and really it's all about fantasy. And with that, some of the key words associated with this sign are watery, extremely sensitive, abandoned, fearful, inspired, whimsical, fanciful, spiritual, spacey, creative, gentle, confused, and kind. Now that's kind of like a kitchen sink of keywords. So I want to drill a little bit deeper and give you some resources that this sign taps into. It definitely taps into the mind, the imagination, empathy, gentleness, instinctive awareness of higher levels of consciousness and a sense of possibility of self-transcendence. And really the end point of this sign is to experience consciousness. So this is the one sign that reaches nirvana. It's able to go through the different levels of consciousness. It's able to travel into the astral realm. So it's very deep. And I like to kind of describe it as the sign that has one foot on earth, but then the other foot in the spiritual plane. It is the dreamer of the zodiac. And the reason for that is because it's ruled by Neptune, which houses our dreams and aspirations. Here are some of the characteristics about Neptune, and you'll see how this sign and this planet go hand in hand. So Neptune is about our sensitivity and vulnerability. It's about compassion and empathy, receptivity, soul love, selfless devotion, self-sacrifice, a desire to serve, a romantic spirit, tenderness or gentleness, imagination and fantasy, dreams and visions, illusion, self-deception, theatricality, projection of an image, idealism, inspiration, and creativity. So, this sign, this planet actually rules over film and Hollywood and all the grand productions that we see on stage or in front of the screen, and it allows us to kind of escape reality. So this sign does have a tendency to be kind of an escapist. It wants to get rid of reality and go into something that's a little bit more whimsical. And so there are escapism tendencies. That's why this sign in particular deals with addiction and addiction tendencies. And so it's important to note that, you know, this sign can have that. And so I like to kind of actually talk about addiction during Pisces season because I think it gives a good indication of how when we are wanting to change our reality, that we will do pretty much anything. And sometimes people are grabbing for substances. It also is connected to self-sabotaging tendencies, which I feel like addiction is definitely a part of that realm. And at times, Pisces does lose faith because it's just seeing all the pain and it's feeling all the pain that's on the earthly realm, and it has experienced the spiritual realm and it knows that there's unconditional love there and there's soul love there, and it wishes that everybody could operate out of that existence. So the archetypes that this sign has been given are the following: the mystic, the dreamer, the artist, the poet, the guide, the guru, the medic, the healer, the worshiper, the creator, the dancer, the psychotic, the addict, and the visionary. Now, really quickly, I want to talk about one archetype in particular. And it's the healer. And really, Pisces is really wanting to heal our invisible wounds, the ones that we don't necessarily see, the ones that are deep in the subconscious mind. And in fact, hospitals are associated with the sign of Pisces because this is where a person goes to heal. And they're pretty much shut out from all parts of society, and their main focus is to heal. Another establishment in society that's associated with Pisces is prison systems. And it's the same concept that a person is shut out from society, and they are doing their time. And this sign is 100% associated with the laws of karma and dharma, paying off debts to cleanse the soul. At times, this type of healing can be very painful, so the goal of Pisces is really to surrender to something greater, to have the inner knowing that there's something greater that's guiding us to our healing paths, because pain can be so deep and it can run through many lifetimes. It can run through our ancestors, and at times the pain that we're healing in our lifetime is not only ours, it's running through generations. So working with the spirit world is really important, and Pisces in particular is very talented at working with the other side. The veil is very thin with Pisces. Boundaries have dissolved. Being one of the three water signs, the water signs are the signs that creep into our psychic worlds of our spirits. So we're able to really access our inner genie with Pisces. Being a water sign, it is a very reflective sign because water does show reflection. And so it also is a mutable sign, and it's about being able to adapt. And what I like to say is that Pisces definitely adapts with dimension. And I talked a little bit about it being able to access the different realities and the different dimensions in consciousness. So Pisces is at the very end of the zodiac. It's the 12th sign of the zodiac. That means that it rules the 12th house. So to learn a little bit about the 12th house, I'm going to read from Natalia Benson's astrology basics guide. I think she does a really good job of describing this. So she says there's soul-related matters in the 12th house that we are concerned with healing self and others, going deep, having spiritual peace and deep healing, working with the subconscious, whether that's hypnosis, meditation, or healing, exploring your internal world, holding space for others to do their own inner work, past life awareness, psychic and intuitive arts, and encouraging self-reflection. I think that's a great introduction into the 12th house, and it really goes hand in hand with what this sign is all about. This sign also rules a body part in the human body, just like every other sign. And it's really fascinating because I kept talking about, you know, this sign has one foot in the spiritual realm or one foot on earth, and the body part that Pisces rules is the feet. And the really fascinating thing about feet is if you've ever been to a reflexology massage establishment, you'll note that they have these pictures that show the feet being linked to certain organs in the body. And so the thought in reflexology is that you can really outline the entire body in the human foot. And if you've ever had a reflexology massage, it's incredible how you feel after that. We use our feet all the time, and there's something very spiritual about the feet. In the Bible, it's talked about how Jesus washes the feet of even poor people. So there's something very special about feet, and we all know that Pisces is a very special sign. And the fact that Pisces feels so much and being able to map the entire body in the foot, another point that this body part is 100% associated with Pisces. With Pisces, there's an interconnectedness and a oneness. And really, we are trying to get to a completion to feel whole. Pisces is also a very patient sign. And I talked about that inner knowing, and a great, great mantra that Sadie Simone uses is, I always find the way and the way always finds me. Another mantra that you could work with when you're trying to channel, which is a perfect word for Pisces, when you're trying to channel Pisces energy, is my time will come. How that everything in life has a circular nature to it, like a circle. And another mantra that I like to associate with Pisces is, eyes are the windows to our souls. And also, what does your soul look like? Because this sign is interested in not about your appearance or what you're doing. It's really interested and infatuated with, what does your soul look like? And so if you don't know the answers to those questions, and you do want to know what your soul looks like, then another mantra that you can use is, let a higher power bring you to your highest self. Or a mantra that's pulled from Al-Anon, which is a support group for people that have alcoholism, either in their partnerships or family, is let go and let God. And that allows you to bring God, source energy, spirit into your life. Really, Pisces wants everybody to have access to spirituality. And spirituality is so different than religion because it's so individual to that person, to that soul. It's up to your imagination, which Pisces loves so dearly. So my recommendation is, if you're ever met with uncertainty in life and you feel like you don't really know what direction you're going in, then to work with the Pisces archetype, because this is a yin sign. Therefore, it is more receptive than the yang sign. It's letting things come to it naturally, organically. And with this energy of Pisces, you really will let go and let a higher power guide you to whatever decision you need to make. I think it is really just such a beautiful sign, and without it, we wouldn't have a complete zodiac wheel. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on Pisces. I'm sure you heard me stopping and starting, because if one sign trips me up in the zodiac, it's Pisces. I really needed to stop and pause in order to process everything, because there's just so much with this sign that at times I'm at a loss for words and how to describe it. So if you heard me stop and go, that wasn't a glitch in the system, that was intentional. To be completely honest with you, I almost feel like I have an out-of-body experience anytime I think of the sign of Pisces. And really, that makes a lot of sense, because Pisces is channeling from the astral realm, the spirit world. Some of the thoughts that it's thinking, feeling, seeing aren't their own. It's coming from the collective unconscious. So anyway, I hope that piques your interest about Pisces, and I hope you learned a little bit about this all-encompassing sign, the sign that is symbolized by the two fish that swim in two different directions. So like I said, a lot going on with this sign, but I hope you took a little bit of information and put it in your toolbox with deciphering what Pisces is and what Pisces isn't. To close this episode, I just want to share with you some famous people that are Pisces that can help you really visualize a Pisces person. And those people are Fred Rogers, Chris Martin from Coldplay, Michelangelo, Albert Einstein, Steve Jobs, Alexander Graham Bell, along with entertainers like Rihanna, Elizabeth Taylor, Camila Cabello, Olivia Rodrigo, and more. This just shows there's an outstanding imagination in all these people. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time on Season 6, Episode 6, where we'll be beginning at the beginning of the zodiac, starting with the sign of Aries. I'll talk to you then. Thank you for joining me on the airways. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did and you feel called to leave a review, you can do so on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you feel like this might help a friend or a family member, please share this episode with them. Through both of these actions, we together can make this podcast grow. All in all, I am very grateful for your support, and I will see you next time on the airwaves.